利路亚，奉主受圣名，大家平安。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, may peace be with you all.
我们在主里是一家。
And then in the Lord, we are one family.
所以我们在这里聚会，有长辈，有弟兄姐妹，也有小朋友。
So when we are here having service together, we have elders, we have adults, and also we have children.
那我也有两个小朋友的老师。
And then we also have RE teachers.
不是啦，我有两个老师，他们是小朋友。
And then also I have two teachers here, and then they are children.
好，那我们开始我们就问一个问题。
So to start, I would like to ask you a question.
你知不知道奥秘？
And do you know of the mystery?
你有没有讲过奥秘？
And have you speak of mystery?
一天到奥秘，大家吓一跳。奥秘。
And usually when we hear about the word mystery, we will think is it too big of a topic.
如果你没有准备，人家说你知道奥秘吗？你说哦，不知道。
And if you didn't prepare, if someone asks you, do you know of mystery? And then you will say, no, I don't know what mystery you're talking about.
那再问说你有没有讲奥秘
？And then if someone asks you, have you ever spoken of mystery?
你说。没有啊，讲什么奥秘啊？都不知道奥秘了，还讲什么奥秘
？You will say no. I don't even know what mystery you're talking about. Of course, I've never speak about it.
好，那你传过奥秘吗
？And how about have you ever preached a mystery?
好，那我们就针对这个刚刚的三个问题，我们来思考一下。
And so now, let's think about these three questions.
那第一个，我们先来看马太福音十三章。
And let's first turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 13.
马太福音十三章
Matthew chapter 13
那个我们看十一节
Chapter 13 verse 11
这是一个特殊的场合
And this is a special occasion
主耶稣讲了比喻之后
And after our Lord Jesus spoke of the parable
门徒就说奇怪你跟我们跟众人讲都用比喻
And a disciple came and said to him Why do you speak to them in parables?
那主耶稣怎么说呢
？So how did Jesus respond them?
十一节
，verse 11
说：“因为天国的奥秘只叫你们知道，不叫他们知道。
And because it has given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given.
所以主耶稣特别讲奥秘。
So Lord Jesus, he especially talked about mysteries.
那这个奥秘是用比喻讲出来。
And then he speak the mysteries in the form of a parable.
那这个奥秘要给谁知道
？And then who shall know the meaning of these mysteries?
给门徒知道。
It's for the disciples to know.
所以门徒一定要知道奥秘。
So then, as disciples, they have to know of the mysteries.
那如果你说我不知道
，So if you answer, I do not know.
那就是你客气了哈。
Then you're looking yourself too short.
你不好意思。
Because you just don't want to say it.
其实你应该知道。
Because you should know of the mystery.
那下面你看十二节。
Then let's go to verse 12.
也就是说，如果你知道奥秘，十二节哈，十三章十二节。
Chapter 13, verse 12. For whoever has,
你有哈，你说我懂一件奥秘。
If you say that I know of one mystery,
会再加给你一件，你就两件了。加给你至少加一样嘛，对不对
？Then to him more, will be given. You will be given one more. Then you have two.
那你就有剩了哈。
And then more will be given to you.
那你没有的，你说我没有。
But whoever does not have,
那你本来有的就又把你怎么样？
And then,
都抢过去了。
Even what he has will be taken away from him.
那你说没有了。
So now you have nothing.
那其实你应该知道奥秘的。
So then you should know of the mystery.
所以以后如果人家问你哈，说你知道奥秘吗
？So then in the future, if someone asks you, do you know of the mysteries?
你应该说我知道。
Then you should say, I know.
那如果你说你不知道
，Because if you say I do not know，
接下来主耶稣十三节就告诉我们的哈。
And here, later on, Lord Jesus tell us in verse 13，
就是外人哈，众人，这就是所谓的不在主耶稣显召的人。
And here says because to them, and them is referring to those they are outsiders, those they are not chosen by Lord Jesus。
这就是看也看不见，听也听不。 而且也不明白嘛。
And these people, they seeing, they do not see; they hearing, but they do not hear.
当然，就不知道了嘛。
So then, of course, they do not understand.
所以那个箴言哈二十章。
So in Proverbs chapter 20,
十二节哈
，verse 12.
这十二章二十节说，能听的耳，能看的眼，都是神所造的。我们看箴言二十章。
Let's turn to Book of Proverbs, chapter 20.
二十章。
Chapter 20.
十二节。
Verse 12.
请你念。
First, Proverbs chapter 20 verse 12, the hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord has made them both.
肉体的 是这样子。
And this is that, from the physical sense.
然后那个属灵的也是这样子。
And then this is also a spiritual perspective.
所以当我们要求神，让我们能够听，能够听见。看能够看见，心灵能够明白。
So then we need to ask the Lord to let us be able to see things and be able to see them and hear be able, and then be able to have a hearing ear.
那以赛亚书五十章第四节也是有这样的讲法。
And in Isaiah chapter 50, verse
五十章四节
of chapter 50 verse 4, and there's the same similar recording.
就要有个受教的耳朵。
And to have a learner's ear.
那能够、哦、提醒我们神提醒我们能够听
and then so that our Lord can remind us then that we be able to hear
当然你才能够明白了
so then we can understand
那个在耶利米的时代、啊、
and in the time of Jeremiah
先知怎么讲他们都听都听不进去
and doesn't matter how the prophet warned them they cannot hear
也听不明白
and also they cannot understand
其实那个时代神已经要毁灭他们了
and then during that time God was about to destroy them
但是听不进去
but then they still couldn't take in
圣经说他们耳朵没有受过割礼、啊、
and then the Bible recorded them as that their ears are uncircumcised
那我们来看罗马书
Then to the book of Romans
11章八节
Chapter 11 verse 8
在保罗的时代里
And it's during the time of Paul
这个福音怎么传呢、啊、
So at the time how do they preach the gospel
越传犹太人越离开道理越远
And the more they preach the more the Jews are far away from the truth
其实五旬节的圣灵降下的第一天
And the first day of the Pentecost after the descendants of the Holy Spirit
那个三千人受洗
And then 3,000 people were baptized
他们几乎不是几乎他们全都是犹太教的人
And then all of them are, Jewish
他们是来那个耶路撒冷过节的
Because at a time they came to Jerusalem to observe the feast
但慢慢的福音越传那个以色列人越离越远了
But then the more people preach the more the Israelites are far away
十一章七节嘛
And in chapter 11 verse
7这里说以色列人所求的他们没有得着啊
That Israel has not obtained what it seeks
那唯有门拣选的人得着了
But the elect have obtained it.
从今天来讲，我们是蒙拣选的。
And then, in today's turn, we are the elected one.
那其他人呢？
And how about the rest of the people?
就成了顽梗不化的。
And the rest were blinded.
那第八节哈。
Verse 8.
就好像圣经上在旧约所记载的，神给他们昏迷的心，眼睛不能看见，耳朵不能听见。直到如今一样的。
And in verse 8, it is recorded in the Old Testament, God has not given them a spirit of stupor, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear to this very day.
所以主耶稣告诉我们
So then, Lord Jesus, he told us,
这个天国的比喻是让我们知道的。
That the parable of the heavenly kingdom is for us to know.
所以我们应该知道。
So that we should know.
知道神的奥秘。
We should know the mystery of God.
知道基督的奥秘。
We should know the mystery of Christ.
那如果我们看马太福音十三章
And let's go to Matthew chapter 13.
从这马太福音十三章 从头到尾有八个比喻。
And Matthew chapter 13, from the beginning until the end, there are total eight parables.
这个如果没有主耶稣开他们的心是不明白的。
And if the Lord Jesus did not open their heart, they would not be able to understand.
那这八个比喻的中间的六个比喻叫做天国的比喻。
And then among these eight parables, in the middle, there are six parables that's referring to the parables of the kingdom of heaven.
所以我们刚刚所看到的主耶稣说，天国的奥秘只叫你们知道。
So then earlier with the Lord Jesus said to them that the mystery of the kingdom of heaven is for you to obtain.
那天国的奥秘是什么呢？
So what is the mystery of the heavenly kingdom?
如果你看马太福音，这个天国在天国这个词哈，只有在马太福音有。
And if you look at this term, the heavenly, the kingdom of heaven, and it is only recorded in the Gospel of Matthew.
这个天国就指的教会了。
And then this kingdom of heaven is referring to church.
那第一个天国的比喻是在第二十四节哈。
And then the first parable of the kingdom of heaven is recorded in verse 24.
哎，耶稣设个比喻对他们说，天国好像。
And Lord Jesus, he said this parable that the kingdom of heaven is like.
像人撒好的种子在他的田里。
It's like a man who sowed good seed in his field.
对，英文是翻译很正确的，中文把那个他的拿走了，所以中文只要说在田里，好像做世界的一个田，其实不是，是在他的田里，在耶稣的田，当然是在世界了。
So the English translation is more accurate because English translation said in his field, versus the Chinese translation is only in the field.
那这个人是谁呢？
So who is this person?
是耶稣。
And this man is Jesus.
这是人子。
He's a son of man.
那最后一个比，这个最后一个比就是四十七节。
And the last parable is in verse 47.
就是撒网的比喻。
The parable of the dragnet.
就是说天国又好像，天国的比喻。
And here talk about the kingdom of heaven is like.
那这个天国的比喻呢，是讲世界末了的事哦。
And then this parable of the kingdom of heaven is talking about the end of time.
四十九节就说世界的末了也要这样。
Verse 49, so it will be at the end of the age.
那其实天国的比喻，第一个比喻就是稗子的比喻。
So in the parable of the kingdom of heaven, the first one is the parable of the tares.
从耶稣开始。
And starting from Jesus.
那这个稗子跟麦子让它一起长啊长啊长。
So then both the wheat and the tares, they grow together and then they continue to grow.
长到什么时候?
And then they grow until what time?
长到第十节说收割的时候。
It is until verse 10, the harvest time.
那收割是什么时候?
So when is the time of harvest?
三十九节。
Verse 39. Verse 39, the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels.
这个是在很多神的奥秘里面，主耶稣所讲，这是最基本的奥秘哈。
And among a lots of mysteries said by Lord Jesus, this mystery is the fundamental.
这个如果没有神的开导的话
，And if you do not have the guidance of God,
你不会去明白的。
Then you will not be able to understand.
明白什么呢
？Understand what?
明白。教会是从使徒时代主耶稣撒下种开始。
And to understand the fact that the church started in the time of the apostolic time, is the time of sowing the seed.
那一直到我们现在，就是所谓末，就是这边所讲的那个世界末了之前的那个神又降下应许的圣灵给我们，然后。
And then the church continues until what's said here that we are before the end of time, and then until it's at the time when the Holy Spirit descended.
那我们也是收割的时候。
And then that's the time of harvest.
我们这样的一个奥秘哈，这样的一个奥秘。
So this mystery.
当然保罗也不知道。
The Paul, he himself, he also did not know.
为什么?
Why is that?
他应该那个马太福音出来的时候, 他可能已经走了。
Because by the time the book of Matthew
或是说他没有,当时没有马太福音了。
Was published at the time he already passed away, because during his time there was not yet this book of the gospel of book of Matthew.
但是他也得到了一个启示,
but then Paul he was also he also received this revelation.
我们很明白的就是使徒行传28章28节,
because in Acts chapter 28 verse 28,
使徒行传28章28节是使徒时代的关门的 一个经节.
Because Act 20, chapter 28, verse 28, that's the closing time of the time of apostle, the apostle time.
使徒时代开始,
because the beginning of the apostle time,
几乎都是犹太人.
At a time, most of them are Jewish.
在使徒时代，他们出去传道，第一个去的场所都是犹太会堂。
And in the during the time of Acts, when they go out to preach, their first stop is at a synagogue.
但是使徒行传到28章,
but then when it comes to chapter 28 of the book of Acts,
17节,
verse 17,
最后一次的布道会,
and this is during the last ministry trip.
保罗就请了在罗马当时犹太人的首领，他们来了。
And then at the time, Paul, he invited the leaders of the Romans.
然后呢, 23节,
verse 23.
他们还约定日子啊,
and they also had an appointed time, set an appointed date.
很多人来了,
and many came to him.
那保罗呢, 从早讲到晚了,
and then at the time, Paul, he testified from morning to night.
我们看到全有历史以来, 最长的布道会,
you can see that this is the longest evangelical service.
从早讲到晚,
because he preached from morning till evening.
有时候晚上布道会讲了3个小时, 我看大家都快昏了。
And then sometimes when we have evangelical service at night for 3 hours, I can see that everyone was really tired.
但是这里是从早讲到晚,
but here he preached from morning till evening.
那对他们讲论, 证明神的国, 然后引证摩西、律法、先知, 所有的他的所学的全部搬出来了。
And he explained and solemnly testified of the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus from both the law of Moses and the prophets. Basically, he shared with them all that he knew.
25节,
verse 25.
最后结果他们不彼此不合了, 有信有不信, 吵吵闹闹。
So then among them some agree and some disagree, and then there were some arguments.
最后可能什么我们就是最后有说有要祷告的人来祷告，可能就没有了。
And then maybe at a time when it's time say okay who want to come and pray, maybe there were no one left.
那要散以前呢?
So before they departed,
保罗说了一句话,
and then after Paul has said one word,
他就把那个, 以赛亚书引用来这里,
and then now Paul he quoted from the book of Isaiah.
我们刚刚念到的主耶稣也讲过一次,
and then
13章, 马太福音13章,
earlier we also read that verse is in Matthew chapter 13.
最后保罗又讲一次,
and then toward the end Paul he repeated once more.
也就是说那个时代已经过去了,
and he's saying to them that that age or that time has passed.
说那个以赛亚向你们祖先那个祖宗所说的话是不错的.
And he said the Holy Spirit spoke rightly through Isaiah the prophet to our fathers.
保罗用这句来讲当时的犹太人.
And then Paul he used these phrases to describe the Jews at the time.
也就是说那个是一个结束的, 没有救的时代了.
So then basically that's the end of their time.
这是很伤感情的事情,
and it was something that's very sorrowful.
我们看28节,
let's go to verse 28.
这个大家都知道的,
and this we are very familiar with the verse.
那个你念英文就知道, 念英文的, mm-hmm. 那英文老师一定会感觉这个文法怎么会颠三倒四的,
Okay, verse 28. Therefore, let it be known to you that the salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles, and they will hear it.
So is
the tenses of this sentence a bit weird? Because here it says that the gospel has been sent to the Gentiles.
如果用英文，这是现在完成式嘛？
And because this is a past perfect tense.
那他们听了没有？
So did they hear it?
在使徒时代，很多人信了。
And during the apostolic time, many believed.
保罗也说他是外邦人的使徒啊。
And Paul also said that I'm the apostle for the Gentiles.
但是 接下来那一句说，他们将要听，就是还当时还没听啊。
But then his last phrase here says that they will hear it, meaning that at the time they still didn't hear it.
一个是完成式，一个是还没听。
So then for the tenses, one is that already complete, and another is the future tense will hear.
如果今天晚餐哦。
And then so like for instance, for dinner.
我们刚都吃得很饱了。
That we all had a
我们已经吃得很饱了。
We already ate and we are very full.
那你又讲说，今天晚餐我们等一下才要吃。
And then instead of saying that, you said we are going to eat dinner later, or we will eat dinner.
这个不是头，你明白吗？
So then, do you understand what is it talking about here?
啊，其实这是一个预言哦。
So then, this itself is a prophecy.
在使徒时代已经有外邦人来信。
Then during the apostolic time, there were already Gentiles who came to believe.
但是有一个外邦人的时代要来到。
But then there will be a time, an age of the Gentiles that's about to come.
就是外邦人将要听。
So which is that the Gentiles they will hear.
就是刚刚我们念到的主耶稣所讲的，就是收割的时候，也是世界末了的时候。
And which is the verses we read earlier, which is the time of harvest, which is the end of time. And that is when the promised Holy Spirit once again descended.
哎，那我们都是外邦人。And
all of us, we are Gentiles.
哎，保罗讲了，从应许圣灵降下之后。
And then as Paul said, after the descendants of the promised Holy Spirit,
开始收割,
and then from that time on, we'll start the harvest.
外邦人数目会满的,
and then the numbers of the Gentiles will be full.
然后呢,
and then the remnants of the Israelites, all of them will be saved.
这是奥秘哦,
and that is a mystery.
你知道吗?
And do you know?
你若不知道，那就很奇怪了。你在真耶稣教会那么久了，你还不知道这个奥秘。
If you do not know, then that's a bit weird because you've been in True Jesus Church for such a long time and you do not know of this mystery.
但是还有其他的奥秘了。But
of course, there are other mysteries.
我们看一节了。And
let's look at one verse.
那个提摩太前书三章十六节，这是保罗所讲的大在近前的奥秘。And
First Timothy chapter 3, verse 16.
我们知道就好了。So
then, we need to know of this mystery.
来，你有没有讲过奥秘？
So have you speak of mystery?
知道奥秘之后，你要讲奥秘。
Because after you know of the mystery, you have to speak them.
如果你说你没有讲过奥秘，
So if you said that I've never spoken of any mystery,
除了没有得圣灵的小朋友之外，我看大人，你说你没有讲奥秘，可能刚刚你在 祷告的时候，你可能你在祷告，但是你在心里在逛街。
So then, other than little children who have not yet received Holy Spirit, they can say that. Then, as adults, then that means earlier when we were praying that we are not concentrating.
来，我们来看那个哥林多前书十四章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
第二节。
Chapter 14, verse 2.
我们领受了应许圣灵哈。
After we receive the promised Holy Spirit,
这个是很重要的关键。
And this is a key point.
我们真耶稣教会施行就是洗礼啦，一切圣礼一定要应许的圣灵。
That in Church's Church, when we perform any sacraments, we need the promised Holy Spirit.
应许的圣灵也是那个建设。 教会的最基础的。
And also the promised Holy Spirit is what established the church.
那我们领受了应许的圣灵之后，
so after we received the promised Holy Spirit,
那也是我们那个得天国基业的凭据。
And it's also the guarantee for us to receive the heavenly kingdom.
那有一个凭据哈。
And it is
一个 guarantee,
it's a guarantee.
这是进天国的凭据，然后呢，有一个 sign 哈。
And it is a sign.
Sign 就是你能够用方言、用灵言跟神交通。
And the sign is that you can speak in tongue, you can pray in the spirit to communicate with God.
当然，跟神交通就是祷告啊。
And then when we say to communicate with God is to pray.
来，我们念一下，大家一起念念十四章二节。
Let's read together. Let's read chapter 14, verse 2.
那念完你就回答说你有没有讲过奥秘。
And after you read out this verse, then you answer yourself, have you spoken of any mystery?
那说方言的原不是对人说，乃是对神说，因为没有人听出来，然而在他心灵里却是讲说各样的奥秘。你用灵言祷告的时候，
when we are praying in the spirit,
你是在讲奥秘。
You are speaking in mysteries.
不是讲一样。
You're not just speaking of one mystery.
是各样。
You're speaking of mysteries.
这个是我们得到圣灵的人要常常自我提醒的。
And then this is something we have to constantly remind ourselves for those of us who already received Holy Spirit.
当然我们活在这个世界上很多事情做。
Of course, living in this world, we have many things that we need to do.
有时候你一跪下祷告，
Sometimes when we kneel down and when we pray,
眼睛一闭起来，
we close our eyes.
个人反应不一样啊。
And then everyone, we might have a different reaction.
如果你是没有什么事情，
If you're quite free,
如果你正遇到急事了，
or if you are in the state of urgency,
当然你这个时候就很比较会集中。
Then of course, then
你不会想东想西。
At that moment, you will be more focused. You wouldn't be thinking about this or that.
为了这件事情。
You have this focus. You will pray for this certain thing.
不是说在眼前哈，有一次我们在非洲有一个小孩子，那个忽然抱进来，眼睛吊起来哈，就。一直在发抖，看样子好像快没命了。
And once when I was in Africa, a child came in, and then it seems like the child was about to die.
他妈妈抱进来。
And then a child was in the mom. The child was quite small, and then the mom was holding this child.
大家看了。
And when everyone saw the child like that,
讲到还不讲了。
And then we just stopped the sermon.Everyone kneel down and pray.
我看一跪下祷告。
And then as soon as we kneel down and pray,
没有人会想说啊，他家的那个鸡什么没有关好。
At that moment, no one will be thinking about, oh, I have chickens at home, and then I didn't close the fence.
非洲常常会想说，他们的那个所种的玉蜀黍玉米哈，如果长高了，他们把笨会来偷吃啊。
把
笨是什么？有一种那个猴子。
And then, because sometimes in Africa, they are worried that once they have the corn in the field, and they were worried that some monkey will come and eat of the fruits of the corn.
我看是不会的。
Because, but then at that moment, they would not think of that.
那一次的祷告，哇，大家所谓的尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力啊，因为看这个小孩就这样子了嘛。
And then I remember during that prayer session, everyone really pray in totality with all their heart, their soul, because for the sake of that child.
这是为了一件事情。
And then they were praying. We were praying for that one thing.
其实我们在平常的祷告里面。
So in our daily prayer,
我们要一个，这也是一种怎么讲，自我提醒哈，然后也是要进到祷告里面。
So this is a reminder for ourselves, and also a way to help us to really enter into prayer.
这里说在灵里哈，在心灵，其实在灵里或是用灵哈。
We hear talk about in the spirit.
In the spirit, 这中文有个心，其实没有心呐，灵。
And because in the Chinese translation, there is a word, it talk about in the spirit, in the heart. But then in the original text, it's just in the spirit.
其实是用灵, huh?
Because the focus here is using the spirit.
然后呢,
and then through the spirit speaks mysteries.
那很基础的,
let's turn to the book of Jude.
20节, huh?
Verse 20.
犹大书20节,
in Jude, verse 20.
一定要在正道上, huh?
First, that building yourself up on the most holy faith.
对，这是至圣的正道上造就自己。
And then, to building yourself up on the most holy faith.
然后呢，在灵里祷告。
And then praying in the Holy Spirit.
我们要祷告。
We have to pray.
那祷告有时候你不在灵里祷告，就是你跪下来想东想西，有时候都跑到超市去了，看什么时候有那个特价，你还想说我看了一件衣服。 等一下聚会你要去把它买回来，也有可能在你的祷告里面出现呢，不是不可能的。
So then, sometimes when we kneel down and pray, and then our minds were wandering around, perhaps we're thinking about that very good deal, and after prayer, I'm going to buy that certain piece of clothing. These are possible.
本来已经忘记了人家讲一句欺负你的话，一祷告，一安静，哦，又想起来了。And then一边祷告一边心里生气啊。
Perhaps that you already forgot the offensive word that someone said, but then now you're praying, it's a quiet time, and then you recall what other people, how other people offended you, and then you started getting angry in prayer.
也就是说我们祷告有时候是散步散来散去跑来跑去全世界绕一圈。
So then it's as if sometimes in our prayer, our heart is just wandering around, we're traveling around the world.
这个不是 这不是不正常，这正常。你不要以为不正常，本来就是这样，因为你从外面来啊，这是你的那个思想，你的那个新的，你的灵的世界本来就是这样子。So
then this is not something abnormal. This is actually quite normal because your heart or you're living in this world. So those are the things that you think about. Those are the things that you see or experience.
但是呢，要训练。
But then we need some training.
所以训练就是要先要有自觉了。
We need training, meaning that we need to first recognize, have this self-recognition.
就是要回到灵里面，回到你自己。
We need to be able to return back to the spirit, look into ourselves.
那如果你跪下就随便想想东想西，想你家的巴拉有没有被人偷了或怎么样，那不行的了。
So then it is not good that, you know, when you pray, you're just thinking about this and that, or think about maybe someone is going to take away your guava, stuff like that.
所以在祷告里面集中你的心性毅力，尽心尽心尽心尽心尽力嘛。
So then it's important that when we pray, we have to pray with all our heart, with our soul, with all our mind.
这里告诉我们你讲的灵言别人听不懂。
And the verse told us that, well, when we are speaking in tongue, other people, it's not for men. Other people do not understand.
连你也听不出来,
Even to yourself, you do not understand.
但是你用灵讲奥秘的时候, 你会体会到。
But then when you are speaking mysteries in the spirit, this is something that you can feel or experience.
有一个信徒他这么说了,
So there is a believer, and then he said,
他说我们跟神讲话，不要让人家知道。He
said, when we are speaking to God, we should not let other people know.
所以神赐给我们灵言嘛。So
that's why God is giving us this Holy Spirit to be able to speak in tongue.
并且魔鬼听不懂。And
also, the evil ones will not be able to understand. The Satan will not be able to understand.
蛮有道理的。So
then, I think that's quite, it's quite true.
所以我们在祷告要有这样的 认识，并且要大家可能有这样的经验了哈。你在讲灵言的时候，你真的会体验到你在讲奥秘啊，跟神讲奥秘。So
this is something we have to understand, and perhaps some of us already have that realization that when we are praying, that we're truly speaking of mysteries.
哎，就有交通。And
then we have this communication.
那特别是因为我们领受了应许的圣灵。
And especially because we received the promised Holy Spirit.
那没有的话, 有的人哦, 有一些基督徒啦, 就是我们叫, 他们说, 祷告要操练, 你有没有听过? 操练祷告。
And because there are some Christians from another denomination, and this saying, they said that, oh, you have to be trained in prayer.
什么叫操练祷告?
What does that mean?
操练祷告就是他们用悟性祷告嘛, 哈, 那悟性祷告, 你要悟性祷告的很, 很感动啦, 你要背一些东西的。 要操练，操练就是要一直祷告，一直，然后呢，别人祷告有好的词语你拿来，然后呢，再祷告，再祷告，就好像你要去演讲比赛哈，有没有演讲比赛过？演讲比赛一直要操练的，那个背，到最后呢，哇，如果你全部能够背出来了，哇，操练到很好。So when
they are said that you need to be trained in prayer, meaning that, well, first of all, they pray and the understanding. So it's kind of like you memorize the scriptures, you take really good prayer from other people, you memorize their prayers, and you just kind of keep on repeating, and also just train yourself, like writing an essay or giving a speech.
所谓的操练祷告就是练习啦。
So then to be trained in prayer is to have repeated practice.
譬如说，你没有悟性祷告过，第一次叫你悟性祷告，你不要讲什么。
It's just like if you've never given a prayer of understanding before, the first time you do it, you have to think what I need to say.
他们所谓的操练就是你要祷告，并且呢，一直练习，然后呢，也要多一些词汇啊，圣经里面的讲的东西。
So then to be trained in prayer, they have to know of the terminologies in the scriptures, they have to know the verses, they have to have repeated practice until it's good.
你绝对不会听我们真耶稣教的传道说要操练灵言, 有没有?
And then you've never hear any preachers
没有在操练的,
from churches to church said that you have to be trained in praying the Spirit.
灵眼不是你来操练它
Because praying in the spirit is not something that can be trained.
不是，你跟神，如果你跟神有感情，你也很专心，那个什么，你就神赐给你的灵眼，用神给你的话来跟神讲话。
And because
这是最亲切最好的。
And because it's the most intimate and it's the best when. You have this relationship with God, and when you receive the promised Holy Spirit from God, and then using what God has given to you, and then you communicate with Him, this is the best.
一般我们刚得圣灵的时候,
and usually when we first received Holy Spirit,
跟神,因为很久没有见面,没有讲过话,哦,一讲,那时候最有感情的。
And it's as if you haven't seen God or be able to communicate with to Him for a long time. So then when you first be able to communicate with Him, that's the best.
要保持这样的感情啊,
and then we have to remember that feeling and then sustain it.
那你就,因为这个在真耶稣教会是特别的。
And because this is something that's special in the True Jesus Church.
你有知道奥秘。
That you know the mysteries. And you also speak the mysteries.
跟神讲奥秘,
that you speak the mysteries with God. And if you do that, your faith will be very strong.
你也会感谢说,啊,我被拣选到耶稣的身,这样末世的教会来。
And you also be very thankful that I'm chosen to be in the true church at the end time.
那很自然的你会怎么? 会传奥秘啊,
and then naturally, you will want to preach the mysteries.
奥秘是刚刚我们讲过的，就是神救人的大计划。
And then, as I mentioned earlier, mysteries is the grand salvation plan designed by God.
尤其在这个末世,
especially during this end time.
大家应该有这样的体验啊,
and then, all of us, we should have this experience.
只有两个方向来看啊,
and then let's look at it in a two perspective.
一般来讲, 刚信的人啊,
usually for those who are newly believers.
就是说, 他真的得到恩典的啊,
for those who truly received grace.
这种人常常是一种宣道的精兵。
And then for this type of people, they are the Christian soldier in preaching.
为什么？哇，得到这个太好了。
Why is that? Because they receive something so great, and then they think so precious.
他知道奥秘。
That they know the mysteries.
他得到圣灵来讲奥秘。
Receive the Holy Spirit, and now they speak the mysteries.
所以他会去传奥秘。
So then they started to preach the mysteries.
当然他知道人都传完了，差不多了。
And then they preach and until they could not preach anymore.
那接下来就看你有没有超越过。
And then you come to a next stage, see if you can overcome that or go to another level.
如果没有的话，就差不多。差不多了，那你认识那就停止啊，差不多。
And if you preach to all the people that you know, and then if you didn't go to another stage, then you will come to a stagnant.
那就是看有没有紧急人家需要的哈。
And then you will see if there's anyone that's in urgency that needed the gospel.
那如果超过的人呢
？But then for those who went on to the next level,
他就很到。路上了，或是超市遇到人都会讲。
Then they will go onto the street. So for the people they just meet at the supermarket, they will continue to preach.
有一个姐妹，她说她立志一生要带100个人来。
And there's a sister. She determined that in her lifetime she want to bring 100 people to church.
我们来看以弗所书。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians.
6:16.
Chapter 6:16.
6:16.
Chapter 6:16. Verse 16, above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one.
17节.
Verse 17, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
好，我们的重点是18节.
And then verse 18 is the focus, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints.
在这个之前是讲那穿戴全副军装的。
So then, yeah, the above verse is talking about the whole armor of God.
那讲到最后就十八节，要靠圣灵随时多方那个祷告祈求。
And then it comes to the end in verse 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit.
好，那完了之后。这个全副军装就完成了嘛？哈。
So then after that, the whole armor of God is complete.
这里有七项嘛？哈。
Then there are seven.
那我们看第19节。
Let's go to verse 19. And for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel.
20节。
Verse 20, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak.
我们一般人对保罗的认识是这样子的。
And then usually we know Paul as this kind of person.
因为他叫做保罗。
And his name is Paul.
保罗就是使徒。
And then Paul, he is an apostle.
啊，使徒就是生来就会讲道的。
And then since he's an apostle, he was born to be able to speak sermon or preach.
因为他是保罗，所以也会讲道。
And because it's Paul, so that's why he can give sermon.
也有口才。
That he have eloquency.
所以传福音不怕死。
And that's why he was able to preach the point, risking his life.
保罗自己怎么讲的？
And then Paul, how did he describe himself?
也就是说，信徒们大家都有了全副的军装之后。
That as members, when all of us have this armor of the whole armor of God.
从正道开始，一直到祷告。
That we started from the truth or the word of God, and it ended in prayer.
那接下来做什么
？And after that, what do we do?
要为我祈求，就为保罗祷告。
Now here it says that you have to pray for me.
那为保罗祷告呢，使我得着口才。
You have to pray for me so that I may open my mouth boldly.
他的口才是哪里来？
So where did his eloquency come from?
不是因为他是文士。
It's not because he's a scribe.
不是因为他读了很多东西。
Or it's not because he studied a lot.
那这个口才是在世上的口才。
And this that I'm the eloquency, is a worldly one.
现在呢？
Now, how about now?
这个口才能放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘。
Now the eloquency he was talking about here is that that he may open his mouth boldly to make known the mystery of this gospel.
所以我们可以知道保罗的宣道是大家祷告来的。
So from here you can see that Paul he was able to preach and it's from the intercession of a brother and sister.
那保罗也讲了他为这个福音的奥秘做了带锁链的使者。
And then Paul also here described that for the sake of the gospel, he is an ambassador in chains.
所以他叫他们祈求得口才，并且呢最后二十节最后并使我照着当尽的本分放胆讲论。
So Paul is asking them to pray for him that in the end of verse 20, he said that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak.
所以那个要勇敢去传福音哈。
So that he is able to preach the gospel boldly.
背后要有祷告的手撑着。
And if you want to be able to do that, you need a hand of prayer behind you.
所以这是我们在一生当中，在思考我们人生的方向，一个很重要的。
So that in our whole life, when we're thinking about our life of faith, this is something to think about.
要知道奥秘。
That we have to know the mystery.
要讲奥秘。
We have to speak the mystery.
传奥秘。
And we also have to preach the mystery.
我们再唱诗280首。
Let's sing hymn 280. Now let's pray together.
阿利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。